Well, hello. Welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And we're broadcasting tonight, not in the studio that we prepared to broadcast in. We are on the Big Island of Hawaii. We left the Honolulu for higher ground. You probably heard this week with the Japanese meltdown and the whole tsunami warning that people on low-lying areas of the Hawaiian Islands were urged to get out. Well, we got out, and we're here, so we're not broadcasting from a normal studio, but we want to welcome you to the Insight Hour.
And we do. We welcome you. We welcome you every single Tuesday, it is at 7 p.m., well, actually 6 p.m. now in Hawaii.
I can't keep up with this.
No, there's time change stuff, and it's 9 p.m. on the West Coast, and it's midnight on the East Coast, and we bring you the best of the best news and the worst of the worst news. But let me tell you, it's always going to be the truth, and that's what you're going to get with us. And we want to thank our sponsors tonight, Healthy World Store, for bringing us the best alternative products on the planet, keeping you happy and healthy through all of the seasons, the flu season.
And I understand they have high iodine seaweed right now. There's a lot, a big run on that, folks.
Yes,
so
yep.
If you get in early, you might be able to get it, because some of the news tonight that we're going to be talking about is the potential for fallout, a nuclear or radiation fallout. So
it's the brown seaweed extract product at healthyworldstore.com. And if you're not an affiliate yet and you want to partner with us to help support all the work we're doing, as well as put a little money in your pocket, join healthyworldaffiliates.com. And it's the greatest co-op available right now, because you never have to pay a fee. You can sign up and you can partner with us. And then anybody who clicks on that special link that we give you after you sign up, you know, you'll get a commission in your pocket for that.
So. Best way that we could partner with you out there. So please do take advantage of it. Go to healthyworldaffiliates.com. Sign up. It'll take 2 minutes. We give you a $10,000 valued website that has all of our top products in it. That becomes your store. And we do not require you to buy anything. It's there available to you. We don't pressure you. There's no mandatory fees for maintaining the website like multi-level organizations charge. We don't do that. We also don't have a requirement that you bring other people in, although that would be wise. And also, we don't have a monthly requirement for number or amount of purchasing. What we will have, if I can ever get back to the studio in Waikiki, I will be finishing up level one training for the ambassadorship, and that's very exciting, because we're going to basically educate you. Our goal is to educate you so that you know what health really is and how to maintain it and basically remedy diseases naturally. So there's three levels of training that I'm currently working on, and you'll have the opportunity. Once that is in place, then essentially the Healthy World affiliates will graduate as Healthy World ambassadors. And they'll be on their way. Our final goal is to have a 5-year doctorate program in energy medicine that certifies you to be board eligible to take the licensing examination in any state in the United States, as well as any province in Canada, and you would be then licensed as a naturopathic physician. So that's our whole goal. It's part of this plan to have a substitute for the corrupt World Health Organization. This is called Healthy World Organization, and we're advancing with the World Organization for Natural Medicine, the Clinics for Humanity Project. You can go to wonm.org and see what Dr. Sheila McKenzie is advancing. She's also a collaborator who is a wonderful human being and a humanitarian. Clinics are opening up internationally to advance natural healing and sustain the native aboriginal ways, the wise ones, the holy ones, the way the people naturally healed for millennia is being erased by big pharma. And ultimately, a lot of people, yours truly included, are being demonized and discredited, allegedly discredited, or they're trying to discredit natural healers, natural medicine, and of course, that is sad, sick, and short-sighted because we're living in a new 528 love revolution.
Yes, and if you haven't visited 528 Records or i528tunes.com, definitely visit that where you can upload your music and it'll be transposed into the powerful frequency of love and healing, the 528 vibration. And that way you'll be a part of this revolution to spread this vibration through music, which is the universal communication in the world. So we welcome you to join 528records.com. If you're a musician, sign up with 528 Records. You'll get a 60% royalties on anyone who pays to donate for one of your albums and decides to download one of your albums by donation. You'll get 60% royalty on that as our partner in this record company. And it's a definite different record company than what anybody's offering out there, because we are the future. We transpose music into the powerful frequency, not the 440 imposed frequency that the Rockefellers had us believing and tuning into forever. We are tuning our instruments now to 444. That's equal to C528. So change your tuning, change your instruments, tighten up those guitar strings, and partner with us.
Yay. Beautifully said, Sherry. Yeah, so for those of you who are just now joining us, we and haven't been regular listeners to the Inside Hour and Dr. Len Horowitz and Sherry Kane. As Sherry mentioned, we cover the world's worst news and the world's best news. The world's best news, Sherry's just alluding to, this deals with the 528 love revolution. And this concept of where is this coming from? How is it that 528, Horowitz is claiming, is that warm, fuzzy feeling in your heart when you're in love? Well, there's a great book out. It's called The Book of 528. It just came out on ebook a couple weeks ago. And I'm working, another project that I'm working on is having the hard copy available. You can call this number toll free, 888-508-4787. That's toll free, 888-508-4787 to get the hard copy when it comes out. You can put your order in advance. They'll take your credit card, but they won't process it. You have our confirmed, absolutely certified agreement that no money transfer will happen until we ship, because that's the way we prefer to operate. We don't want to have anybody unhappy or calling the office, even saying, where is my book? So we basically won't charge your credit card until we ship the book. And the Book of 528, however, for those of you who have e-readers, those new iPods that are a little bit larger. They have, Apple Mac has just put out this reader, and you can read it online right now. It's $9.98 for an e-edition of the Book of 528. And what you'll learn, I mean, just in 400 pages, just briefly, you'll learn that a blade of grass has incredible intelligence, that it chose, it selected the heart of the electromagnetic color spectrum to resonate. That is that greenish-yellow color that you see throughout the botanical world, celebrating this energy of 528 hertz frequency and 528 nanometers of light color. That is the heart of the electromagnetic color spectrum. According to the evidence we have, it's also not just the heart of the sound spectrum, but it's the heart of the universe. It is the third note of the original musical scale, the do, re, mi. Mi stands for mira gestorum in Latin, miracles in English. It's the miracle note of the universe. And you look at the, for example, the constants, the universal constants in mathematics and physics, pi, phi, Fibonacci series, the golden mean, all of these are constants. Well, guess what? In the Book of 528, you're going to realize that 528 is the universal love constant. It is the frequency that resonates at the heart of everything. You wouldn't have pi, phi, Fibonacci series, golden mean, or even the circle that is required for those constants. You wouldn't have the capacity to measure time-space, therefore, without 528 hertz frequency. Same thing with 5,280 feet in a measured mile. Wouldn't happen without the 528 frequency being at the core, the heart of everything universally. So this is some of the magnificent blessings and revelations that you'll receive. And practically speaking, what does that mean for you? Well, if you're smart and you understand healing, 528 is known, for example, as the miraculous repair frequency for damaged DNA. And how does it do that? Well, it does it the same way that the universe is kept in balance. Everything is kept in its own place because of the law of mathematics, musical math, that creates the musical mathematical matrix of creation. And so this concept is totally consistent with everything in the Bible that speaks about matrices given to Moses, and God bade that blessing upon Moses, all that open up the matrices. Well, the kingdom of heaven in the religious world is akin to this quantum field in physics that receives the words, let there be light, or words are sounds. Sounds are electromagnetic frequencies. Frequencies are simply math. 528 math is the miraculous frequency of divinity. It's at the heart, as above, so below. It's at the heart of everything. If it's at the heart of the rainbow, and it's at the heart of the botanical world celebrating what's at the heart of the sun, NASA science determined the recordings of the sound coming from the sun, and lo and behold, fundamental to the core, center, central frequency, pure tone of the sun is 528 hertz. Well, of course it is. Now you begin to understand why it would be that the botanical world would tune into, like a radio station, tune specifically the dial into 528 hertz color and sound frequency in order to resonate divinity optimally. The energy is essentially the best. There's no other better energy for healing than God's energy from his heart in love. And so that's what is in your heart. As above, so below. As the Creator created you in his or her image, so too do you have in your heart the same resonant frequency that the botanical world is celebrating. And it's time we, the people, celebrate our not only creative capacity, but our sustainability through this frequency of love. So this is the 528 love revolution. It's based on solid science, hard mathematics, and physics, and it's turning the entire world, beginning with the musical world, upside down. And man, is it time. Given specifically another issue that I'd like to deal with tonight is this hideous travesty and tragedy. I say travesty because it's a fraud. It's a hideous, genocidal, population-reducing, environmental, intoxicating, hideous attack against we the people and Mother Earth. Sherry, tell us about what's going on in Japan.
Well, you know, if we first heard of the earthquake that happened, when you heard it was an 8.8, at first it was 8.8, now it's said to be an 8.9, you knew right away there wasn't 23 people as reported first. There's going to be thousands and thousands of people that were going to die because of this horrible
earthquake.
Yeah, it was, I mean, unbelievable. And so, I mean, look at the earthquake that happened in San Francisco. That was a 7-point-something, and that wasn't even half as bad as wiping out cities in the tsunami. I mean, you saw it on video. But we wanted to look further into what really caused it. Was it a natural disaster, or was it a man-made disaster by HAARP? And I know that, Dr. Horowitz, you wrote about HAARP many, many, many years ago.
And two publications, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. And this concept of the music that shall set us free is started with the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse back in 1998, which talked about HAARP as well.
Well, you know, when I first heard about this explosion, it was definitely questionable after reading, you know, your work, doing a lot of research on HAARP and figuring out that what would be the reasoning that this would be done if it was man-made? What would be the benefits that would happen for the people, the elite, the Illuminati?
The banksters.
Exactly.
J.P. Morgan, well, Chase, Goldman Sachs, players in the global economy.
Well, I think it happens to do with money. I mean, if you look at the economy of Japan, the yen, it was the highest economy in the whole entire world, and the dollar was not as high as the yen. And here, after this happens, then what happens? The stock market crashes, crisis in Japan, suddenly the yen is worth like less than the dollar. I mean, how do they do that? How do they create that for that to occur? So that was the first thought that came to my mind, was it was a financial, definitely a financial
operation black ops,
exactly, like we always talk about. And then the nuclear part that came about. What would be the benefits of the nuclear reactor, or for them saying, okay, it's going to bypass Hawaii, it's going to go to California from Japan.
This is all the toxic cloud of radiation now that's supposedly ending up and heading towards North America and California, even down to some parts of Mexico,
exactly.
I understand.
Exactly. And you know, even before that, it was the tsunami, the danger of the tsunami hitting Hawaii, and it hasn't been reported, but not on the island side of the island that we're on, but on the other side of the big island, there was a lot of damage that was done to people, that businesses along
low
the water,
lying areas.
And houses that were below, equal to sea level or below sea level, where if you're high up in elevation, you were definitely protected, and that's where we were, as high up in elevation. So I didn't fear that the tsunami was going to come, and I don't fear what they're going to do with the radiation as far as the cloud hitting us. What I do think is that they're going to use it as an excuse to send these chemtrails on basically with radiation coming out of them, and blame it on what's happened in Japan, and saying, "Oh, it
that would be a very convenient excuse, wouldn't it?"
It would, because when we're in California, I look at the sky and it's flooded with chemtrails, and you look at it and they stay there and they never dissipate. They're like stuck.
And everybody in California, you know, has this kind of like nagging upper respiratory congestion, and you know, not so much coughing a lot, although there was a tremendous amount of coughing with the last influenza outbreak that occurred just a few weeks ago. And by the way, folks, OxySilver, if you don't have any in your home, get some OxySilver, because that's what saved me from getting any serious flu. I mean, I got just a kind of feeling that I was going to come down with something, and I recommend you take it 3 capfuls with prayer. Close your eyes, take the 3 capfuls of OxySilver with prayer, and pray to oust the infectious agents or the energy that's causing your immune deficiency or your influenza or flu from coming on, and you won't get sick. And I didn't, and I held faith. You know, it's faith and faithful, heartfelt, loving intention and prayer that I believe firmly in, and that's what OxySilver was helped to also be integrating in the way that we recommend you take OxySilver, and it's by its design. Again, if you go back to what I said a couple minutes ago about 528 being the resonant energy in your heart, and you know in your heart is where heartfelt loving intention to heal and be kept safe, and that's the source of the faith in your heart of prayer and the power of prayer. And we designed OxySilver to resonate in harmony with that. So essentially it's, again, that clear channel broadcast that the botanical world is celebrating in greenish yellow. That's 528. You tune into that frequency, you've thus tuned into the best of the kingdom of heaven, that is the love and the miracle frequency of the kingdom of heaven, or the musical mathematical matrix of creation. You tune into that, there's nothing missing or broken in that magnificent vibrational perfection, and now you just get boosted into this divine light of love, of protection, of healing, and sustaining you. So that's what we do with OxySilver. So, Sherry, go ahead.
Well, I think that people out there are concerned about the environment right now, what's going on with this nuclear cloud, and I just think, you know, I'm not really living in fear of it. I think that it's very convenient for this to happen, where they can say that a nuclear cloud is going to be coming over to cause radiation poisoning in people, which can cause cancers and really help with big pharma.
Because so the cancers are primarily being associated with vaccinations, intoxications from viral contaminants and ingredients in the vaccines, including Epstein-Barr, which is a cancer trigger. And I tell you, when you read the book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, you will realize that the type of experiments that the biological weapons industrialists were advancing in collaboration with the military medical industrialists, this is the biological weapons labs, were operating with radiological labs because they were cofactors in cancer triggering was radiation, fallout type radiation, as well as biological weapons exposures. So this is a perfect front, what they've in essence created, and it's again much like, maybe Sherry, you can spend a little time educating people about what you uncovered with the BP oil spill, because that was just, again, a hideous attack. If they could do that to the Gulf of Mexico, what makes you think that they wouldn't do that to Japan to create this incredible, hideous type of fallout and outcome,
well,
especially at a time when there's a depopulation agenda happening where they want to eliminate approximately 6 of 7 billion people on this planet?
Well, if people want to read an in-depth article that we wrote, Dr. Horowitz and I, it was called War on the World, Rothschild Leaks, 30 Facts Evidencing Gulf Oil Disaster Was Planned. I have that on my website, on my homepage, sherrycain.com, along with the video that was shot with Jesse Ventura for his TV show in regards to that article, where we sent them on a we sent them on a mission to find out whether this is true or not. Now, if Jesse Ventura works
and
for
by
the
way,
mainstream
folks,
media.
Jesse Ventura's quote was, quote, Sherry Cain's story checked out, end quote. So congratulations, Sherry. Your facts were right.
Yeah, they were. And this is actually supporting what the Illuminati wants us to get out there, is really to create fear and panic. The mainstream media wants the fear and panic to get to go everywhere to actually help their New World Order
agenda.
That's the sick
reality. Can you imagine, folks, Dr. Leonard Horowitz working all these years now, and many of you have thought, well, how come this guy is still alive? And I've literally given my thanks over to God and the angels of protection, because seriously, I should have been dead at least a half a dozen times. It's been, you know, basically I'm on the Creator's clock, and I've already, my life should have ended. So I'm on the Creator's clock, and I appreciate the time that I have. But the issue is, I had no idea until, Sherry, your most recent revelations into COINTELPRO, that's counterintelligence propaganda, counterintelligence programming, that takes place by agent provocateurs infiltrating the grassroots networks, infiltrating the independent media, including BBS Radio, including all the other independent radio stations from Genesis Communications Network to Liberty Radio, all of them, every single grassroots organization, whether it's Patriot Movement, whether it's 9/11 Truthers, whether it's Holistic Medicine, they've all been infiltrated by agents that discredit themselves, that are bogus, and ultimately want to create what is called controlled opposition. Because if the Illuminati controls both sides of every debate and makes those people who are at the forefront of exposing the devil doing discredited, then what happens is that everybody gets confused. And that is, in essence, the definition of controlled opposition. That is what they have done.
I also want to mention there's a link on my website, controlled COINTELPRO Exposed. I also have a definition of what controlled opposition is. If you want to look it up, it's on my site. But I also want to open the lines up to people out there who have any questions. And the toll-free number is 888-815-9756. We welcome you to call in, and we'd love to answer your questions. I know you have a lot of questions out there, whether it's the topics we're talking about now, or you may have a health question for Dr. Horowitz, or maybe just a research question for either one of us. Please feel free to call us.
I pray that the sound and the system will, from engineering, be able to put your call through to us. Sherry, give that number again for folks.
888-815-9756.
So if you call that number, if you have a question or comment about tonight's program or past shows, give us a ring, and we'll be happy to try to respond and have you on the air.
you know, lies have been told from the beginning of time. I mean, we've been lied to all of our lives. We've been lied to by the mainstream media. I want to point out how they manipulate people into believing something like supporting Big Pharma, which the mainstream media and Big Pharma are one, and we did a lot of research to prove that, that people that are in, that are in control of the mainstream media also own, have huge shares or own or directors of big pharmaceutical companies. And I was just looking at a quote I had on my website. If you tell a lie big enough and you keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. And that was actually Hitler's propagandist
Joseph Goebbels.
Who actually stated that, Joseph Goebbels.
And folks, here's, if, in case you haven't read the book of 528 yet, Joseph Goebbels, Nazi propaganda minister for the Third Reich, was also selected by the Rockefeller Foundation to promote the A440 standard tuning for the world's musicians 3 months before Hitler invaded Poland. That meant that at the time the British Secret Service was actually knowing Hitler's invasion plans and beginning to realize what was happening in Europe, at that very moment, Rockefeller Foundation Nazi propaganda minister Goebbels was advancing at British Standards Institute the concept of creating the new world tuning for music, which was A440. And when you play A440 music, your F-sharp note is an augmented fifth. It's called the devil's interval, or the devil's tone is created if you play that along with the C528. Now, think about this.
741.
741 is your pineal gland chakra, your third eye, which deals with consciousness and cognition, cognitive function. That means your ego mechanism, in other words, your scientific analysis and reason, operates as a result of the energy in your pineal gland or your third eye region. That operates at 741. Versus the heart operates just like the heart of everything in 528. The problem is that if your pineal gland is overstimulated by the music, modern music, and the propaganda and the indoctrination system of education, which educates us into ignorance and spiritually suppresses us with ignorance, as well as the music that spiritually suppresses our heart, because now you're playing in the devil's tone. And that is what is the cause, primarily, of the spiritual suppression and the mass ignorance in humanity globally that allows the Illuminati to continue the genocide, the manipulation of not only we the people, but this entire degradation and environmental pollution of this planet is all coming from the fact that we're sleeping. And our hearts have been suppressed, and so it's not as loving and open and brave, because where in your being does bravery source? Same place as your heart, where love sources. Think about where in your body love is. It's in your heart. Where is joy felt most? In your heart. Where is this concept of bravery felt mostly? And faith. Where is faith so that you can be brave, so that you can walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing nothing, because you know you're working for source, for God, for creator, for sustainer. This is the sustaining frequency of love that we're talking about, and that source is from the same place that bravery. So we the people need to no longer remain silent and suppressed. And the only reason that you are that way is because you've been indoctrinated into fear, into ignorance, and spiritually suppressed by mainstream media that includes the music. So this is the devil's tone that they play in modern music. And the fact is, that's why we, Sherry Kane and myself, after launching i528records.com and i528tunes.com, suddenly now I'm on a hit list and engaged in an assassination of a brilliant reporter and journalist in England named Christopher Story. Suddenly, all of the cockroaches come out from under the COINTELPRO umbrella and start attacking my credibility And now they're doing the same thing with Sherry Kane, who's pulling the carpet out from under them.
They just created a video that was major damage control for
them.
Don't even
publicize it.
No, I'm not going to even say the name of it.
Stupid.
It was so stupid, and they sent it to us, and it was this video where basically they were talking, I mean, they were discrediting themselves. They didn't look at any of the questions that they were faced with, the questioning whether they're involved in the Church of Satan, which we know they are, any of the major...
Involved in trafficking of children
and pedophilism, nothing. They didn't address any of these things. What they did was they actually had to point out my physical shortcomings, another woman's physical shortcomings. They're chauvinists. So obviously, they would say, you know how a number, a woman is a 10, let's say. They gave me a number. They talked about another woman and her body type. And I mean, that was their answer to us coming out and saying
outrageous.
That was their damage control. I mean,
that's
it had nothing to do
control.
With, you know, the facts. You know, they talked about Dr. Horowitz's personal life. Oh, he's divorced now.
Character,
you know,
assassinates the messengers rather than refute the messages. That's an old game. And, man, when you watch these new videos that these COINTELPRO operators are putting out for damage control, because Sherry released an article on healthyworldstore.com. If you're not a member yet of Healthy World Organization or receiving our newsletters, go to healthyworldstore.com and sign up to receive the newsletters. Also, there is the newsletter archives. At the bottom of the home page, click on it, and it'll open up about 4 years of articles, so you can read up on everything that Horowitz and then later Horowitz and Kane have been doing together. And then you realize, wow, they're exposing the world's most demonic and even powerful players.
And I want everybody to know that, please, don't look at what the mainstream media says and think, oh, my gosh, you know, this is what's going to happen. Because what they're not telling you is going to happen. What they tell you is normally not going
to
happen. You know, they don't tell you when they're going to attack. They didn't tell you when they were going to take down the buildings, the World Trade Towers at 9/11. They didn't make that. They didn't say, hey, we're going to be taking them down. It just happened. Wow.
Or terrorists are coming.
Yeah, exactly.
It just came. It happened.
It's a lot of fear-mongering. It's a lot of creating chaos for people to be... For diverting the attention away from really what's going on. This is a big
tsunami was
diverting.
Another example.
Exactly. That was another way that they diverted attention. Right now, you look on the news and the top story is fire reignites at a Japan nuclear reactor. Another one. Another fire.
Another nuclear reactor going down, burning in Japan. Huh?
Yeah, well, the idea of having fire touch a nuclear reactor is scary in itself.
Frightening.
So that's how they're putting threats down.
That's not what's really... the source of the greatest risk for we the people in America or North America or elsewhere.
This is just what they want you to know.
This is what they're putting out. The question is, what are they not telling you that is associated with their ongoing depopulation, human intoxication, genocidal agenda that also includes the environmental degradation? Now, let me quickly, Sherry, in the next 3 minutes, I want to summarize what's happening. And people, you can research this on your own. You can go to the report from Iron Mountain. It's online. I've published it in a couple books. However, you can get it. There's copies of it online, and you can read that fundamentally the New World Order agenda that's happening right now that can explain the explosions in the Japan from the tsunami, the alleged earthquake and the tsunami, and it explains BP oil rig catastrophe. It explains 9/11 and this whole concept of terrorism and frighten humanity into this new global economy, because it's a lot of money is being made on fear and media manipulation of the human mind. So this is now what is the overall agenda? Is in the report from Iron Mountain, and it came down to this. As a substitute for standard militarization and standard war, because it was really bloody and extremely not particularly favorable to destroy infrastructures with nuclear weapons. It was much better, they thought, back in the 60s, early 60s, they published this. It was leaked out. They claimed later it was a humorous article, but there's nothing funny about it, and it's extremely revealing that as a substitute for standard militarization, and it is war that keeps the money going. It is war economies that have been followed for centuries. The banksters loan money to both sides of every debate and every crisis, every issue, every war. So this is what now, likewise, is still happening. So this concept of China declaring war on America with the Japanese and the Chinese economies booming, and the Japanese yen was so strong, like you said, it would have taken exactly this, a crisis, to bring them into line. And the fact is, the causes or the motivations for what's happening was the determination that the way in which a global economy could be operated was to have smaller wars, not big international nuclear wars. They would have small ongoing wars that were manageable, just like you see in Afghanistan or Iran or Palestine or India-Pakistan, exactly like that. Determined that would be a substitute for the catastrophic nuclear weapon deployments that would devastate infrastructures. The second thing was ongoing worsening environmental pollution and contamination that would threaten people's health globally. These were all global types of events that would be manufactured or programs that would be created that would engage people globally to finally call for a new world order under one global governance.
Like they're doing right now.
Like they're doing right now. So you had the smaller manageable wars, you had environmental pollution and degradation, and the third thing was a form of slavery in which human beings would not know they were enslaved. That's now exactly what we've also been talking about. Drugs, pharmaceuticals.
And mainstream media manipulation.
Mainstream media of the mass mind and the music to suppress us spiritually, enslave us, and degrade us spiritually and intellectually so that we could be more easily controlled. That was another one. And then they had the fourth one. It was the alien phenomenon. It was the alien menace or the extraterrestrial cosmic calamities, and wasn't Hollywood brought in, and even the toy industry. Suddenly back in the 50s you had cowboys and Indians and army men that I remember playing with it as a kid. Suddenly in the 60s, right after the report from Iron Mountain, by 68 you had the first beginning of like alien menaces began to come into the toy stores of children, so that today your most all your toy stores, everywhere you look, you've got aliens, you've got these hideous demons that the children are being educated to play with, and ultimately suppressing their own spirituality, their own intelligence. And this is a degradation of the culture, the American culture, or the global culture right now, for the Anglo-American, this white supremacist, and I have to say that there's a lot of black people and there's a lot of Muslim people operating within the same game. That at the very top, like you say, Sherry, go ahead, say it, tell them.
I say at the very, very top level, they all sit at the same table and they don't have any differences with any political differences or any religious differences. They believe in power and money as their God, and that's the people on the highest level. And everybody else, us, we're all pawns in their game, where they use us to fight each other, to fight their wars, use American soldiers' bodies to smuggle drugs back in, having, you know, one American soldier shoot another one and use that soldier just as a body
and
cavity.
One of the guys attacking you routinely, just said again this week.
Yes.
Timothy Patrick White.
Yeah, he's an example of somebody who used to do that in Vietnam. I mean, these
That's
are really...
according to the evidence that Barbara Hartwell and some other people have declared. And so you're witnessing a fulfillment of the book of Revelation being played out. And the demonic, the Church of Satan, that is supposed to be scripturally at the forefront of all of these horrific devil doings and catastrophes on the planet in the end times, including the earth changes, the weather changes. Now you're exactly looking at HAARP, the tsunami, the earthquake, This is exactly prophesied in the Bible, and also this was prophesied not only in my work, but other very, very reputable experts who investigated HARP. Neil Begich in Alaska had done a book with Jeannie Manning many years ago called Angels Don't Play This Harp. They were among the first people to say, we've got some major problems happening in the Star Wars arena. Dennis Kucinich had a House bill that said that this is a grave threat to security of all the people globally.
Describe to everyone, Dr. Horowitz, I know you say it so well, how HARP would have, how they would have utilized HARP to create an earthquake like the one in Japan.
Very, very easy. For those of you who don't know how easy it would be to create weather changes, you just start with realizing that El Nino is a change in the entire jet stream over the United States by way of heating the ocean in about a 200 square mile area of the Pacific Ocean between the Hawaiian Islands, where we are right now, and the mainland U.S. There's a region down in the Pacific that if you heat it up by about three, four degrees hotter, it literally changes the way that the Gulf Stream moves over, actually from Japan, starting with Japan, goes up over and it comes down via Alaska and then down from Alaska into the United States, and then it goes sometimes in the cold of winter, it goes all the way down to Texas, and so sometimes you'll get Arctic winds blowing down even in Texas, and then it'll flow back up the East Coast. So that's the jet stream, and it's regulated primarily by the Pacific Ocean currents, and those currents are heavily dependent on the temperature of the water. Well, Project HARP is up in Alaska. In Europe, there's another Project HARP. It's called ICECAT. You can read up on this in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, which actually started the 528 Love Revolution. And there also I reported on this in the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. Again, you can get those at Healthy World Store, 888-508-4787, or go online, healthyworldstore.com. You can get Death in the Air. You can get Healing Codes. So what happens is that in Alaska or in Europe, ICECAT, they have heaters, atmospheric heaters. They have a huge antenna array that sends out frequencies of energy just like your microwaves send out frequencies of energy to heat up the food. The vibrations in the microwaves cause the nuclei to resonate rapidly, and the friction of the subatomic particles moving over each other and pushing against each other through these vibrations causes the heating of the food in a microwave. Just like that, the antenna array beams this frequency of heat up into the highest level of the atmosphere, it's called the ionosphere, and bounces off the highest level of the atmosphere into a certain area depending on where it's aimed. And so, theoretically, if you could aim it where this 100-mile radius or 200-mile radius in the Pacific Ocean to heat up that water temperature just a few degrees, very, very possible because that's exactly what their capability is, then you could literally change the jet stream. Now, that's what they're doing. That's what military researchers determine. If you are a military strategist or you're an investigator in military arena, you know that weather is extremely important. The Normandy invasion was put off by weather. There was major concerns about weather. So if you could seed clouds or you can move clouds or you can stop rain, if you could do all sorts of things with the weather, you'd be empowered to have a significant impact enabling your military. That's where this technology evolved. So this is now what they have the capacity to do. When Mount St. Helens, another example, when Mount St. Helens erupted, we had a personal friend who lived very close to Mount St. Helens, right on the base of the mountain. And daily she would see for many, many months vehicles, strange, kind of like unmarked, could be CIA operative vehicles going up the mountain and actually seeding the mountain itself with what she believed was dynamite and explosives. And so theoretically, if you aimed your beam, your heaters, into a fault and you then added the combination of that frequency vibration with an explosion or explosive devices, you could potentially create earthquakes or these types of volcanic eruptions.
It's like putting a match to a propane tank.
Yeah. So this was, we had reported on this. There was a lot of talk. If you do a Google search on this kind of stuff, you could find a ton of material on it. And it is not out of the question. It's not foolish conspiracy nonsense. It's high-tech military intelligence and capabilities that this is and this involves. So, again, if you think about, Sherry, you did a magnificent job as Jesse Ventura reported on determining that the BP oil catastrophe was planned. It was in advance. It was a demolition job just like 9/11 was. If you realize that, again, folks, you could begin to understand exactly what, Sherry, you're saying, is that they have an alternative agenda. This is a cover, what's taking place in Japan, for ultimately money makes the world go round. It's profiting. Look at what happened to the yen. Folks, for the researchers out there, here's Sherry Kane's tip for you. Investigate the people that made money on the yen dropping and the Chinese dollar dropping. Investigate those organizations and their links to Dick Cheney, to George H.W. Bush, to the Rockefeller cartel, to the Rothschild Empire of Europe, to the banksters that are controlling J.P. Morgan Chase. We right now don't even have the time. There's so much on our desk, but basically if you do it, we guarantee you you're going to find some extraordinary stuff, and maybe you can be the next Dr. Leonard Horowitz out there or Sherry Kane out there reporting extraordinary stuff for Jesse Ventura.
Anyway, we have Max from Montreal on line two. Max, are you there?
Yeah, hey guys,
Hello?
How are you?
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Max. Welcome.
Hey, thanks. I had a quick comment and then a question. Just, Len, you had mentioned a few times that 741 was an augmented fifth away from 528, but actually it's a diminished fifth away from 528, which is the devil's tone, the diminished.
Oh, really?
Fifth.
Then I've been given false information. It's you say it's a diminished fifth?
A diminished fifth or an augmented fourth.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, brother, for clarifying that. That's very kind. I appreciate that.
No problem.
So it's an augmented fourth, diminished fifth.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, I shall remember that, brother. Thank you so much for that clarification. As you can tell, I'm not a musician. I'm a researcher, and I depend a lot on folks like you, so thank you so much.
You're a pretty good musician, Dr. Harlow.
I'm okay, but I'm not well studied, you know,
no.
I can tell you that. Oh, that's good. Anything else?
Yeah, well, I wanted to mention, I had noticed after you started talking about the devil's tone, as musicians we kind of become numb to that term. We don't really consider its ramifications fully. But I remember that the intro to the major Fox hit show, The Simpsons, in fact, that whole song as well as the first two notes in it are based entirely on the devil's tone, as well as the intro to South Park, two major kind of conditioning
tools.
What
was the first show you mentioned, Max?
The Simpsons.
No,
the first two tones of it are that, and then just maybe you could
South
talk
Park.
A little bit about
yeah,
the cultural degradation and how they've worked through the TV shows, the entertainment also.
Well, you know what, brother, I really respect. I mean, you've been a long term supporter of my work and listening in all the time to the Inside Hour, and I really respect your knowledge and clarifications. I'm going to ask you if you would kindly serve everyone by doing an investigation for us. Are you open to doing an investigation?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, here it is. You're going to love it. There's a couple guys that have just put up on YouTube Paul McCartney's concerts, whereby they're alleging that he has tuned to 528. They claim that on occasion, since 1999, Paul McCartney has actually been playing in C528. And they have posted on YouTube, if you go on YouTube and search Paul McCartney 528. You'll find it. There's not a lot of hits on it. I just received this the other day, and I haven't really had enough time to research it. But frankly, given your knowledge is far more advanced than mine in musicology, if you'd be far more appropriate to research it and determine, are these guys legitimate or is this another con? Will you do that for us, Max?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm always checking, because a lot of people make that claim, and so you got to have a tone generator always around to see if it's legitimate or not.
Well, they do
play
a tone generator. They play a tuning fork, and then they play the song, and it does match up, but we don't know whether it was put through a already
transposition, because we have I-528 tunes capable of transposing. Here's an easy way to test that, however. Again, I just haven't had the time to do it. You just watch the video to the very end and see if the lips sync and the music is still synchronized. Because when you transpose to 528, it's not as good as a live recording of someone playing in 528. It speeds up the entire, let's say, 3.5 minute track. It speeds it up by about 2 seconds. And that 2 seconds would be significant in terms of what the lips are showing. So if you could check on that for us, and maybe you could call in next week on the Inside Hour and report on what you found, that would be a terrific blessing for everyone.
Wow. Yeah, I'd love to help out any way I can. Maybe I'll call in next week.
I know you. I know you would, and thank you so much for having a beautiful heart.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, I'll speak to you next week then, God willing.
Yep,
okay.
God
thank
willing.
You.
Love you.
Thank you.
All right. Aloha from Hawaii. Well, that was great. Max is great. He's always given us some really great knowledge about the solfeggio. He's really been a student of all of it, and he's done some fantastic research, and I appreciate the correction that he provided. I'll have to remember that. It's augmented fourth, diminished fifth.
Uh-huh.
Aha, okay. Thanks, Max. Uh-huh. Okay, so, Sherry, we've got about 5 minutes left, and what would you like to share?
Well, I want to tell and want to remind everybody again, if you feel like you're coming down with the flu, definitely try OxySilver. And if you haven't read Dr. Horowitz's Healing Celebrations book on the 5 steps for keeping healthy during the season, definitely read it.
Yeah.
It'll help you. It'll help to keep you healthy. The book is available. There's a video available online. And he's got some valuable information.
Folks, here's what you have to do. Again, get the book Healing Celebrations. You can go online to get a summary of it at healingcelebrations.com, and then think about what you need to do right now for you and your family to keep you safe. This whole issue, we don't know whether this nuclear cloud is going to come. We feel probably it's a cover for something else. If it's something else, it's obviously biochemical. Chemical exposures weaken the immune system. Biological exposures then can wreak havoc with a weakened immune system. So that's your risk. The 5 steps in the Healing Celebrations protocol begins with detoxification. Get yourself Zeolife. Get yourself Zeolife, because that's the greatest detoxification product that's available in the world today.
And it's not Zeolite. It's Z-E-O-L-I-F as in Frank E.
Yes, and you can go online at zeolife.net and get some information on that product, and you can get that through the Healthy World Store.
And you can also read about the differences between Zeolife and Zeolite on HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. You'll see videos on there with all the product information on it, and it'll talk. Dr. Horowitz has actually asked that question by me, and he'll talk about the differences. So get great knowledge on there.
So detoxification also. We're doing some great work in Hawaii at the Kingdom of Heaven in Pahoa, Hawaii, with some detoxification programs on guests. And that also can involve good, pure drinking water, pH adjusted to 8, because that's step 2, is alkalinization. You want to alkalinize your body chemistry as much as possible. Step 3 deals with the remineralization as well as holistic care for yourself to boost your immunity every way possible. Step 4 deals with oxygenation. You see that botanical world, the greenish-yellow colors, putting out 5 to 8 resonant frequency and oxygen. So the prana, the breath of life. That is carrying the love frequency energy signature from the sun, taken in by the chlorophyll, the greenish-yellow color in the grass, for example, or the leaves, and then transmits it to the oxygen that it pumps out that keeps us alive. That is what we recommend, oxygenation. Every way that you can get more pure oxygen into your body, that is extremely helpful for reversing every kind of chronic disease, whether it's cancer or immune dysfunctions or arthritic conditions, neurological impairments. They don't do well in an alkalinized chemistry and an oxygenated state. So think of a Charlie horse. When you get that muscle spasm, it's painful. And it's acid, lactic acid, that's building up, that's literally sustaining that pain and that muscle spasm. You need to release that acid, you massage it out, you alkalize your body, and you oxygenate the system, and the muscle relaxes, the pain goes away. That's just a simple metaphor and an example of what we're talking about. Miraculously, oxygen heals. So does 528 frequency. Step five is, if you don't have a 528 tuning fork right now, call the store in the morning, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Get yourself a 528 tuning fork. Chant with it. Sing with it. Pray with it. Make your water resonate. Not only your drinking water, your bathtub. You can make it a baptism pool resonating in love with 528 frequency. You could submerge the handle of it after striking that 528 tuning fork, and you can resonate your water. I usually do that 6 to 9 times in the bath water. Now you've created an extremely relaxing, magnificent baptism, spirit-filled, loving, bathing opportunity for yourself in your own home. So this is... Step five deals with bioenergy. Biological systems operate energetically. DNA sings the Creator's melody. DNA is an antenna to God. It receives and transmits light and sound signals. It manifests you miraculously in a quantum field. The best definition of who you are, you're a digital, that's mathematical, bio-holographic. Biology, holography. You know what a hologram is? You're a hologram that's manifesting in a quantum field, energetically, mathematically. So you're a digital, bio-holographic precipitation, like rain. Crystallization, like crystals, like you're hearing right now, silicon chips over the internet. Without that, you wouldn't have transmissions or radio signals or TV. Everything is crystalline, proteins, amino acids, DNA. It's all crystals. Your whole body, the water, is crystalline. Liquid crystal superconductor is water. So this concept is your crystalline, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibrations, crystallizing, precipitating out of water. If you know that, you don't need medicines. You don't need popping magic pills to cure every ill. All you need is a simple, basic understanding of how God works to create everything, and use that same knowledge for your own health and safety and protection of you and your family at this very, very troubling time in history.
Thank you so much for all of your wonderful knowledge and what that you give to the world and help people stay healthy and get off of those horrific pharmaceuticals. And how many people do we hear on a daily basis say, thank you, Dr. Horowitz, my child never got vaccinated. They're now 21 years old and they're healthy. I mean, you hear that all the time. And so, you know, you've been a blessing to the world. And
well, thank you, Sherry. We also hear it a lot, and that's why we keep broadcasting and keep working, because we hear the opposite. We hear, Dr. Horowitz, I didn't hear your work. I didn't know I got my child vaccinated, and now they're devastated. So we do everything we can. Folks, we got to go. Sherry, say goodbye to everybody. So love you guys.
Love you. We'll
talk with
you
next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now.